Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 4, this was our text for some time, wasn't it? Recently. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Verse 7, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Resist the devil. Now let you stop. Who is the understood subject here? You know, in the English language, something's worded like that. Resist, that's a verb, right? Resist the devil. Well, who's doing it then? If no subject is mentioned, then it's understood. You is the subject. You resist the devil. Who's going to resist the devil? You resist the devil. How does it finish up saying? And he will flee from God. No? From you. See, people have, it's sad. So many theologians have gone through and replaced the yous with God. Everything's God. But the Bible actually says you. Oh, God, make the devil quit. Make the devil quit. Please, God, make the devil quit. He didn't tell you to beg him to make the devil quit. You can't find one verse to back that up. He did tell you and me, you resist the devil. And he'll flee from you. So what do? Enemy's trying to do something in your life. He said, no, you don't. No, you don't. Stop it right there in the name of Jesus. I forbid you. I shut you down. I bind you up. Stop and leave in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Then you check to see if you feel any better about it.
No,
I feel like he's still here. Come on, let's do it again. That's where folk miss it. That's why it's back over to Mark. Man, we're making progress this morning. Back over to Mark. That's why this very important phrase is in this scripture. Did Mark 11:23 say that if you said it, it would happen? Not exactly. There is a very important qualifier. Now see, some people try to make fun of us and they say, do you think just everything you decide to say, it'll come to pass? Well, now we believe this. It's obvious that everything anybody ever decides to say doesn't automatically come to pass.
Right.
And he didn't say that's what had happened.
No.
What did he say? Very important qualifier. Verily I say to you that whosoever, so this works for anybody, I don't care if you got saved 3 minutes ago. Or if you've been born again 50 years. Anybody, everybody that'll do this, whoever will say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his mind. Now see, some modern translations, they substitute mind for some of these things, and it's wrong. No. Do you believe God with your mind? No, you don't. Anybody remember Romans 10:9-10? For with the heart, man believes. Someone said, well, the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. Your heart and your head are not the same. Thank God we've learned some of that. Brother Hagin, like I said, my father in the faith, he said this years ago, but it stuck with me. It helped me answer some questions when I first started learning how to believe God, and I'm just as excited about it today. He said, you can have faith in your heart with thoughts of doubt in your head and still get results. Perfect example of it is the man that brought his lunatic son to Jesus and the disciples failed to get him set free. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. And he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Well, which one's he doing? Well, in a few minutes, the boy is set free. He must have been believing. Can you believe God even with thoughts of doubt bugging your head? You can, because thoughts and feelings may come. But that doesn't dictate to you what you believe. Something happens. It alarms you. Something is there. You see it. You feel it. You're tempted to yield to the fear. You're tempted to talk wrong. But no matter how many thoughts have come and feelings, can you bolster yourself and say, no, I don't care. I don't care what I see and feel. No. This is what I believe. And if you do that, you did not get out of faith. I don't care what kind of thoughts came through your mind or what kind of feelings came across you. Faith will work in your heart with thoughts of doubt and feelings of doubt and fear in your head. He said, if you'll say it and what? Not doubt in your heart, but shall believe. So it's not just saying it, but it's believing what you say will come to pass, and not doubting, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever. That covers a lot of ground. I want you to say this right now. That aircraft was on that screen just a minute ago. I want you to point up to that screen. I want you to say it out loud. We will have the perfect aircraft. It'll come the right way, right time, right price, to the glory of God, in Jesus' name. We said it. Do we believe it? Now, I'm not going to wonder about it when I get home this afternoon. You really reckon that'll happen? Well, this ain't my first rodeo. And I've seen it happen again and again. And I wouldn't have said it unless I had already thought about it quite some time and looked at it and prayed about it and considered it. But it'll come to pass. Amen. And soon. Amen. Somebody says, how? I don't know how. Amen. Don't have to know how. Not going to worry my little head about it. Don't you worry yours. Well, Brother Keith, where will it come from? Same place the money came from to pay this church off. And these cameras and all these TV stations and the other airplane that we sold. Same place your clothes come from and your car and the way you get your utilities paid. I mean, God. But see, have you been doing this in your personal life? Now, don't just say something, you know, off the cuff. Because if you do, you're not really believing it. And it's not just saying it that makes it happen. I didn't just say this off the cuff today. I've been looking at this for months. I've been praying about this for months. Which is the right way to go? And only yesterday did we get locked on a witness about the thing. So there are times you got to look and pray and think and look and pray. But then when you get it, now it's time to say something. Are you with me now? If you'll say it and not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Who said this? Does it work just this way? It worked for him. Did he say it would work for us the same way? He said it, Matthew 21:22. That's what he said. I believe it. I said, I believe it. Glory to God. Go to the book of James. James chapter 1. Let me ask this question and answer it briefly. Or unless the Lord says otherwise, not briefly. But then next Sunday, the Lord willing, we'll take off from here. The thing I want to emphasize at the moment is that he said, and shall not doubt in his heart. Because anybody can open their mouth and say something. And that's what has cause kind of a black eye to some of the so-called word and faith people is some people just said all kind of stuff and no faith. Confession doesn't equal faith. You can say stuff and not believe it. You can say stuff wishing it would happen. You can say stuff needing it to happen. You can say stuff in desperation. You can say, I've seen people supposedly making faith confessions, but they were fear confessions. It was full of fear, not faith. So, if you say it, we know saying's part of it, but it's not all there is to it. Say and not doubt in your heart. Not talking about your head. With the heart, man believes. Your insides. Don't doubt in your heart, but what? Believe. Believe what? Believe that what you say will happen. Then Jesus said, you will have what you said. That's the truth. That's a law. Jesus said it has to be that way. Now here's a question. What is doubt? What constitutes doubting in your heart? Are you in James? We have a perfect definition of it here. Where do you find the answer to Bible questions? Always inside the Bible. I know that sounds funny, but do you know how many people look in other places? Where are you? James chapter 1. Why do you think the Lord's talking to us about these things? He's a faith God. He's preparing us for what he has prepared for us. And so he has to get you ready. Because elsewise, if your faith's not there and your vision is not there, it'll just overwhelm you. You just look at it and go, oh, no, that could never be. And that'll be the end of it. Looking back, I can see it took the Lord 3 years of intense, concentrated word to get Phyllis and I to the place where we would have enough faith to say yes when he directed us to come into the ministry and go to school. I didn't know what he was doing, but it took him 3 years before he could talk to us about it. Do you hear what I'm saying now? What do you mean? Why wouldn't he just talk to you? It wouldn't have been any use. Sometimes in ministry, people don't understand that. I have said I've been to places before where I was there for 2 weeks and couldn't get out what I had in my heart. And people look at you like, what? Just say it. It's not that simple. How many remember Jesus talking about him that has ears to hear it? What is that? Well, most all of them had some skin flaps on the side of their head. What's he talking about?
Here's your heart.
They had a receptacle that could receive the audible tones. That's not what he's talking about. Can you hear it means can you receive it? And can you believe it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, What is Doubt? You may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104A. That's R1104A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.